We have seen sad and tragic scenes out of New Orleans this week. The worst aspects of human nature crawled out of the city's sewers and began looting and pillaging. What should we learn about character out of this tragedy? It's Saturday, September 3rd, 2005. You're listening to Longitude. I'm Darris McNeely. New Orleans, Louisiana survives because of a system of levees, which are earthen embankments, built years ago to hold back the waters of the Mississippi River. That old man river rolls its strongest as it passes the city at the end of its long journey through the heartland of America. The flooding that engulfed the city in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina was caused in large part by the failure of the levee in at least two places. Tragically, the city saw the collapse of another kind of levee, the moral levee of civilization, as looting and violence broke out in the streets and as thugs and unscrupulous people scrambled to take what they could from the wreckage. This has been the nation's biggest tragedy since 9/11, and there are inevitable comparisons. The New Orleans disaster is citywide, whereas New York's, back on September 11, 2001, was limited to the vicinity of the World Trade Center. People from other parts of the city could get to the site and offer aid as they did on that day. However, in New Orleans, the majority of the city was evacuated and suffered massive damage. Vital municipal services were cut off citywide. The city's poorest and most helpless were left to survive as they could. Unfortunately, the worst elements came out to prey on the tragedy. In a matter of hours, New Orleans was reduced to a third world status. Toilets would not flush, sewage was everywhere, and dead bodies float by, untended because rescue workers have to prioritize on the living. The city really at this time has the smell of death. It is a classic wartime triage situation. Americans are not used to seeing such sights at home, only on television in far-off places. It's been more than 13 years since we have seen such scenes in an American city. We forget and have grown complacent, twin enemies of the thin veneer that covers any civilization. In recent years, American audiences have been watching survival-type reality shows on television. These plastic-contrived episodes seem hollow compared to the real-life survival drama in the southern Gulf states. I wonder, are we seeing how real people would react to the real breakdown of ordered society in the event of a countrywide disaster or catastrophe? Perhaps it's time to read the words of the prophet Zephaniah in the Old Testament, one of the minor prophets. The prophet Zephaniah foretold the breakdown of city life under a time of severe testing. To quote from the first chapter, "It shall come to pass at that time that I shall search Jerusalem with lamps and punish the men who are settled in complacency, who say in their heart, 'The Lord will not do good, nor will he do evil.' Therefore their goods shall become booty, and their houses a desolation. They shall build houses, but not inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards, but not drink their wine." That's in Zephaniah 1, verses 12 and 13. The prophet goes on to the heart of the problem with this insight out of verse 17. He says, "I will bring distress upon men, and they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord." You know, like it or not, at some point, every nation will have to face the reality of sin and transgression against the law of God and their relationship with the Creator. In His mercy, God always gives ample warning and a call to change before a time of judgment. He does in this particular prophecy against ancient Jerusalem, which has an application for really not just the cities of the United States, but any and all major cities of the world today in a time of trouble that lies ahead. In chapter 2 of Zephaniah, in verses 1 to 3, it says this, "Gather yourselves together, yes, gather together, O undesirable nation, before the decree is issued, or the day passes like chaff, before the Lord's fierce anger comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger comes upon you. Seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth, who have upheld his justice. Seek justice, seek righteousness, seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger." That's from Zephaniah 2, verses 1 to 3. In New Orleans, the city with its buildings can be rebuilt. In this case, it will take years to return to normal. The levees can be restored and made stronger, but without careful maintenance, those levees could fail once again. It's the same for character, personal character. and self-restraint. The type of character to withstand deprivation and upheaval has to be built and maintained one brick at a time over years of careful living. Right choices have to be made each day and at every fork in the road of life. And those choices must be based upon a set of principles and values and teachings that are immutable and eternal. They need to be based on the Word of God and His eternal laws. The way of godly, righteous character comes by choosing the road less traveled by, as the poet Robert Frost put it in an old poem. Only then will we have a community built upon foundations that ensure complete and lasting restoration. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.